You hear kinfolks occasionally.
Well, say this expression. If somebody's told you about someone who looks a lot like you, you might say, well, that might very well be, but actually
I'm no kin.
How would you describe someone who comes into town, no one's ever seen him before? You'd say he's a
stranger.
Or somebody from another country, you'd say
he's a foreigner.
You ever heard that word foreigner used to describe somebody not necessarily from another country?
I don't know. I'm not really sure. There haven't been that many people who have moved into town.
Yeah. Sometimes people use that synonymous, you know, with stranger and just mm-hmm. over. Or he might be, you know, just down the road.
30 miles away.
Yeah, I've never seen for the foreigner. A few proper names, really, going to ask you about for people. First names. You know, the name of the mother of Jesus in the Bible, her name was
Mary.
Yeah. And Washington's wife was
Martha.
You remember that old song, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Nellie.
And a boy named William might be given this name. You know, they call it for short.
Bill.
Or
Will.
And the male goat sometimes called him
Billy.
A man's first name beginning with M. In the Bible, the Gospels, Mark, Luke, John, and
Matthew.
Ever heard any particular names in general for a woman who teaches school?
School teacher.
Maybe something that's old fashioned.
School marm or school ma'am.
You actually ever hear that?
No, I've never heard it.
Say, do you remember the American novelist, 19th century, who wrote the Leather Stocking Tales?
James Fenimore Cooper?
Yeah. How would you address a married woman who had that last name? That's
Mrs. Cooper.
Say, a preacher who's really not trained to be a preacher. Really not very good.
He's received the call.
Yeah, no doubt. Have you ever heard any say designation for somebody like that besides saying he's received the call, that he's just an old, you know, like I said, not very good at it, does something else for a living and probably not too competent. He's just an old.
There is, and I can't think of it. I can't think of it, and it's a phrase.
Yeah.
And I can't think of it right now.
Is it Jack Lee
Preacher? Yeah, that's it.
You hear that?
Usually only in family discussions, though. After all, if you talk to the wrong person, you might insult one of his parishioners.
Can you have a jackleg anything else?
Oh yeah, you can have a jackleg lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And probably even jackleg doctor.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm usually a jackleg preacher. I have heard some lawyers referred to as jacklegs.
What about any particular expressions like that for mechanics? You might not be particularly good.
Not for mechanics. At least I've never heard of them. Because most of the mechanics at home are pretty good. They've been tinkering with cars all their life. And so they've finally turned out to be pretty good at it.
Yeah.